can't podcast? Coming out in the summer? What? Hey folks, it's Matt here, and I am really excited to share with you a brand new summer podcast from GoCamp Pro. For most of us in the industry, this summer is the hardest one we've had to face yet. With many camps having to make the hard decision to not run, it's thrown the sense of what it means to be a camp director right out the window. It leaves us with the question, who are we without camp? Beyond Camp with Rachel Kent and Cassie Bloy will dig into this question this summer. Tune in to the Camp Hacker podcast feed every Thursday morning for Rachel and Cassie to dive into the identity of a camp director and the essence of how different aspects of our lives affect our camp experience. This summer season will focus specifically on how camp directors can physically and emotionally pivot when their summer looks much different than what they were expecting. They're even going to address that dreaded question, so what do you do the rest of the year? Travis, myself, and the other GoCamp Pro podcast hosts are so grateful to Cassie and Rachel for embarking on this journey. We think you're really going to like this show. So without further ado, here's a sneak peek of episode 1 of Beyond Camp. The first episode will launch next Thursday, July 9th at 6 a.m. Eastern on the Camp Hacker podcast feed. We'll see you there.
I think a big part of this is that we've needed to find language to talk about what we're feeling, and we want to provide other camp pros with the awareness that you're not alone. You're not the only person going through this. We're all walking different paths and experiencing it differently. But for some of us, it means that we have no summer camp at all this summer. For others, it means that we're running a very different method of summer camp. We're doing family camps or retreats. For some folks, it's all virtual. But we're hoping that folks can all find something to relate to here because it is such a tough time for all of us. The pandemic in its nature has driven us apart literally into bubbles of isolation like we've never experienced before. And so we want to give folks a space to come together, to explore topics, give us brave spaces to ask questions, explore identities in different parts of ourselves, and build connection through conversation here because we're not alone in experiencing this.
Yeah, and that's something I really noticed is people didn't want to be alone. They wanted to connect. But what they did want to do was offer help. And that was like so hard to hear. Everybody wants to help. And in the camp world, we're doers, we're helpers. This is something we strive to do. But when everybody's offering you help in a situation where there's not much they can do to physically help you, unless they can provide you with what at the time I felt was like, unless you have a job, like, please just go away. Give me some space right now and let me be. And kind of just, I would, you know, try to end that conversation as quickly as possible. But I found for me, it was really finding the spaces and the connections in the community with the people who really could understand and express empathy over sympathy and could just hold that space to have those conversations that were a little bit more meaningful and intentional and were beyond the, what can I do for you right now?
Yeah, it's been remarkable to watch the camp community come together through this and connect across borders here in Canada, provincial borders, state borders, international borders even. I mean, Cassie and I are on opposite sides of Canada and have really been united by our journey through this, which has been so special. And I found it interesting because this pandemic, which has driven us so far apart physically, has in many ways drawn us closer together emotionally. And so often we give younger folks like teens a hard time about, like, you know, making all of their friends online and being on their phones all the time. But yeah, we've proven through this that we can build community in these online spaces, and it's been a really beautiful thing, and I'm really excited to continue that, especially as we realize that this summer is going to look so different for all of us. I mean, we're already into the first week of July, which, like, for me, we'd be launching our first week of camp this Sunday, and it's really quite shocking to me that we're not. And I don't know that that's sunk in yet. I was heading into my fourth summer directing at this camp, and I was really excited for it. And I have this mix of emotions right now. I feel sadness about not experiencing it. And then, like, so there's all the grief that comes with that. But then I also have this sense of excitement that I'm not going to be at camp this summer and that this is going to be different.
Yes,
and then
so
I feel
much.
That. So I have this excitement of like, oh, I could do some of those things I've always wanted to do. And then comes a huge wave of guilt right after that, where I'm like, you know what, if I was a good camp director, a good camp pro, I would want with all my being to be at camp right now. And I would, like, just feel terrible. And I wouldn't have this excitement that I'm feeling. And so I must be a terrible camp director. And I don't think that's true. I think it's important to honor those mixed emotions and to hold space for all of those. And I think it's also really important to note, for me, it was a government decision here in our province that overnight camps couldn't run, as it was across much of Canada. And it's really important to note that we can support those decisions to not run camp, whether it's government or organization, but still be grieving and holding space for that loss that we're feeling this summer. And I think that's so important, that just because we know we're being safe doesn't mean that we're not also losing something.
Yeah, it's hard. And I found it really difficult because I was at a new camp. We didn't have registrations. We didn't have a community of people. That's what we were going to be doing this first summer. And we pretty early on kind of decided, you know, pandemic and new camp don't go together.
That's it reasonable.
I figured, and I actively supported that decision. I was like, yeah, let's not try to go virtual. Let's not try to do something, like, don't try when we don't have that already existing community. Let's work towards opening camp in a stable environment where we can do better and be more prepared for it all. And I was excited to have this, like, to have this job, but not have camp, but still working towards camp. Mm-hmm. And then there was this, like, oh, but everybody else has camp. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't do anything but work towards camp and not, you know, just kind of continue to work like I would be if I were at camp and not, you know, not do anything and just live as if I were at camp. I shifted and was like, as we did and everything happened, I eventually, like, when we weren't operating and having a job that was solely operational, my job did get cut, and it was kind of like, okay, this is different now. Now it's not my choice. And that's when it started to get hard, and where, you know, bigger emotions started coming up. And then it was like, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to, what is it? And it's going to be like understanding that it's going to be different. And then there's the moments of like, but if I was at camp, I would be doing this. And if I was at camp, mm-hmm. I could be doing that. And, oh, I'm not going to see this kid this summer or that staff member that I had hoped to recruit and bring onto the team and watch them grow. And I think those are the things that really are challenging me of like, these things that I look forward to witnessing and working towards all summer just aren't going to happen.
Yeah, there's so much loss there, as you said, and you mentioned sort of like those heavy emotions. And I think so much of that is tied into identity loss. So let's really dig into that, because that's a big topic. And I think a lot of us are feeling that. And as we said earlier, we're not going to shy away from hard things. So often at camp, we teach our campers how to deal with hard things, whether it's conflict, whether it's homesickness. And so we're going to do the same here.
We hope that sneak peek made you as excited as we are to show you Beyond Camp. Just a reminder that you'll see the episode drop next Thursday, July 9th, in the Camp Hacker feed. Finally, a big thanks for this summer season sponsor, ACA Illinois, for their support in getting the show off the ground. Check out the good work that ACA Illinois is doing at acail.org.